Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Well, welcome everyone to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm so excited to have my dear friend Clara Rose on. Clara and I have been working together for years. She has been, gosh, honestly, like the polishing method behind anything that I've ever written. So today I'm excited to have her talk about being a savvy author, what that consists of and her branding, and also her brainstorm and blueprint. But before that, Clara, can you just share a little bit of your backstory and just some of the authors and experiences that you have served over the years in this capacity?
Sure. First, thank you for having me on your podcast. Always great to connect with your audience and actually love hanging out with you as well. Always fun. We always have such a great time. We chat more than we work, but you know, eventually we get around to working, right? Eventually.
Right.
What I really do as a literary consultant is I help people bring their message to the world. So everyone has a message, right? Everyone has something to say, and I help them bring that to the world in whatever way that is best for them. I really like to work off of something called author-centric. So what is the end result of the goal that my author is after? And then we work backwards to create the right tool to do that very thing. So I'm always telling people it's a tool. A book is a tool. What do we want to use with this tool? What do we want to do with this tool? And then we can create the right tool. Mm-hmm. So everything from helping people with their, you know, leave a legacy because they, their biography or, you know, leave it for their children or their grandchildren. You know, maybe their book is around their life growing up or whatever. Everything from that to very specifically creating a book that you're going to use in your business, ministry, cause, or brand, right? Anything that you do for the world that you can position yourself as the expert through your book. That's the tool it becomes, right? So it helps to organically generate leads for you. So those are kind of the two ends of the spectrum of the work that I do. Along the way, I've done a couple of other things that are fun as well. Some children's books, like we did your mother's book, which was super fun for her, 80th birthday party surprise?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, so that was super fun. And a couple of other children's books as well along the way. And then some really amazing books like Teresa Todd with the Reen. I helped her with her book. And that's just telling women of the world that they too can create financial independence for themselves, investing in real estate. And she tells you how in that book. And so that was great to work with her on that project. I was her ghostwriter. Turned out amazing the book has done very well. Several other authors, of course, from within the Reen group have come out of that into the light. There's a new one by one of the Reen ladies. It's all about trauma recovery. Wendy did a beautiful job on that book. I probably have about 50 authors current that I've helped bring their book to the world in some way, including our very own Amy Debrick. I actually have one right here.
Yes, yes.
It just arrived in the mail.
So emboldened, yeah. So just a little backstory. Although yeah. I ended up publishing with Arable Publishing, Clara and I actually created Embolden She helped me create it and organize the entire thing before Arable even picked it up. So this was something we can talk a little bit more about later, but I don't know. Sometimes you think the grass is always greener, but like I said, we can talk about that perspective another time.
Another time. Suffice it to say, there are multiple ways to publish, right? Whether you want to self-publish or you want to, you know, choose another publisher, or you want to publish with my publishing house, Rosedale Publishing, there's lots of different ways to publish. And so I don't just help people publish with my company, right? I help them publish where it makes sense for them. And Embolden made sense to go somewhere else because it's full color. And so it just made sense.
Right.
Just made sense.
Yeah. Well, I think too, what's interesting about just your whole process and technique is that when you said in the beginning about just even authors or writers, or I don't even want to say they would call themselves an author or a writer, but they want to get their thoughts or their stories down on paper. And I think sometimes people don't recognize the value in that. And it's funny though, in recent years, is they've had now, they've created, and I'm sure you've seen it, a project called Storyworth. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's funny about that is that you're asking these, you know, through email, these vague and, you know, questions, and people are trying to answer it, but without the guidance of having somebody there to help coach you and really think those memories through and get them clean on paper, there's no comparison. But what's interesting about Storyworth is that I found that to be so unhelpful. And when you're sharing somebody's, like you said, their biography, or maybe it's your grandparent or your parent, or just something that you, a story that you wanted to share with someone, there's nothing like having somebody talk you through that. Because, you know, I have another manuscript that you and I have worked on, nothing that I've released yet, but just that process of going back and reliving some of these moments and memories, you need that extra person there that knows what they're doing to kind of help you walk through that. And not only just walk through it to get the words out of your head, but also to make them make sense, and to sentence structure and things that when it's being retold, it's a smooth transition in it. And it just sounds like the person reliving it. So if that makes sense.
Right.
So I think that there's something huge to that, in addition to just writers needing or wanting to get, you know, a book published and stuff like that. And right. You offer so many services. You offer, you know, in addition to, and you can talk a little bit into this, in addition to just helping them get those words out of their head and the process started, because it is a process. And I think a lot of times, years, I was stuck because I didn't know how to begin. So the beginning is huge, right. And the ending of what you do with that is huge. So talk a little bit both about that if you can.
Okay. So the beginning is, I like to say it's like foundational, right? It's super important that you get that first piece right, right? So people come to me often when they have been like working on a manuscript for 10 years, right? They've been writing my book for 10 years. And I always know that that's because they sat down and just started writing. Right. And so then pretty soon you've like written yourself into a corner, or you're writing in circles, right? Or you just don't know where to go next. And it's because that beginning foundational piece never happened. And so that's why every one of my clients starts with a brainstorming blueprint. And that's the process where I help them collect all of their thoughts during brainstorming, right? So we know everything that they want to say in general that's going to go into their book. Right? We collect all those pieces in the brainstorming. And then the blueprint, we actually organize those things, right? So before you ever start writing a single word, you know exactly what you're going to say, what your manuscript's going to be about. So then when you actually start the writing process, that foundation is laid. So then you can say, okay, we're going to work on chapter one. That's this little nugget right here, right? This little piece. Sure. And all you're going to talk about is everything that you said was going to go into chapter one, right? The, your main talking points, your supporting information, you know, anecdotes, stories, anything that needs to go in that chapter, you've predetermined that's where that lives, mm-hmm. right? So then in the creation process, whether you're doing the writing and I'm co-writing with you, which just means I'm developmentally editing, right? That's grammar, structure, you know, personal prose, so it sounds like you, those kinds of things. Or maybe you've hired me as the ghost writer and I'm writing for you. I'm still using that same foundational outline that we created together to interview you so that I can write on your behalf, so that it sounds like you. It follows the outline of the book. And then when all of those nuggets, those little chapters are done, then on the back end, I'm pulling all those together and I'm creating the actual, the formatting of the manuscript. So that by the time we're done, you have a completed manuscript that is formatted and ready to load. You know, then we do front matter and back matter and, you know, all the little pieces, ISBNs and barcodes and all the moving parts and pieces to publishing, whether you're publishing self-publishing or you're publishing with Rosedale or you're publishing, you know, with somebody else. Yeah. So those are kind of the two ends that if those are missing, you end up with manuscripts that never get completed, books that never get published, something sitting in a drawer, sitting on a computer that never comes to fruition because right. people just don't know how to make it happen. Right. And those two end pieces, you're absolutely right, are the most important pieces. It's got to start solid and then it has to end with somebody who knows what they're doing, or worse is they publish somewhere and it's terrible. Right. Yeah. That's worse because publishing is forever. Right. Sure. Once a book goes out to the world, you know, its little wings out to the world, it's forever.
Right.
Right. And your name is attached to it forever. So get those two pieces right. That's just so important.
It's a great template. I mean, I know because I've used it when you and I, first connected, that's how we connected. I had signed up to do the brainstorm and blueprint. And what's great about it is it sounds like, oh, well, that sounds too cookie cutter, right? Maybe somebody's listening like, well, you know, my story's unique. Well, your story's always going to be unique. Mm-hmm. It's just a way, it's just a matter of getting it, filling in the pieces in the template. So it's a great outline. Like you said, just to have it be a smooth transition from beginning to end. So no, I can say as a testimony how easy that process was, because there's a lot of conversation that goes in there, even though you're writing and you have I had my own story and people will have their own words and things that they want to share. There's still a back and forth. And so this is why I'm not sure if I'm okay saying this right now, but you are hosting for the first time a writer's retreat. And so this is a huge benefit to anybody who's ever thought about writing a book, because not only are you incorporating, I believe, the brainstorm and blueprint at this event, you're there live for people to have access to. And that is huge when you are trying to pick someone's brain and all of that. And, you know, sometimes your sessions time's up, right? Like you have other clients. Right. So having that opportunity is huge. So talk a little bit, if you can, about this upcoming retreat and what women or what writers or anybody can expect at this event.
Okay. So it's actually a 2.5 day. So we'll have those who want to come early and be part of the VIP experience can do that. So they'll come on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday all day we're in session. So we will actually together as a group go through the brainstorm and blueprint process. And then while people are working on their piece, right? Because I educate, and then we'll take the time to actually do the work. So too many times I see people, do webinars or go to classes here's how you do it. And then you're on your own. Right? They send you off on your own to do those things. And that's where people fail, right? It's like, I'm going to make time for this, right? I gathered all this knowledge. I'm going to go home and I make time to do this. And then they don't, or they have questions, or they feel lost or stuck. And the difference in a writer's retreat, especially the brainstorm and blueprint retreat, is we're going to do the work there. So when you leave, your brainstorm and your blueprint is done and you are ready to start writing. And then of course, because I'm there while people are doing their pieces, then I can do one-on-one with people and answer questions and give feedback. And some of those things that are so important, just the ability to pick somebody's brain who is from the industry and knows what they're doing, is super valuable. So that's, it'll be a, there's some fun stuff going on as well. We'll be in a really cool place. So there'd be some cool things to go see, and we've got some fun surprises, but the work of the Brainstorming Blueprint is going to get done there. That's what makes it so unique, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, just to admit, when you think about that, normally that is a process that takes, can take months. And this is something that can get done in a matter of a couple of days, because it's an intensive for sure. But just the idea of, gosh, you know, I could actually accomplish this in a few days. That's huge. That is huge, especially for people who have other things that they're juggling and balancing. And, you know, I know sometimes writers' retreats, they'll go away just to write or get their thoughts down or whatever. But I feel like this has the best of both worlds, because you're able to do that, but you also have access to, you, like you said, and you're getting this huge part of it done in just a matter of a couple of days. So before we wrap up, can you let the listeners know where they can stay in touch regarding this upcoming event, and also just possibly working with you or anything like that?
Absolutely. You can go to brainstormandblueprintretreat.com and just hop on the list, right? Just say, hey, the in the know, I want to be in the know. So that you'll know that it's the registration isn't open yet, because it's pretty early on. The retreat will be in April, and it's in Kentucky. We have a lovely lake house that we're doing some stuff at, and we'll be spending some time in the Shaker Village there. And I'm super excited about the location. Beautiful, beautiful location. But because the registration isn't open yet, I wanted you to have an opportunity to get on the list, right? And it's just a in the know, keep me in the loop kind of. And so then you'll be on the email list. And as you know, any specials launch, or as the registration page gets ready to open, it's a small venue, right? So we only can take a small number of people. And once the seating is filled, then we'll have to cap it off. And it'll be full for the year. So April is a perfect time to do this kind of a retreat for most people, because then you can have your foundational work done and then plan to start writing in the summer. Summer seems to be a really popular time for people to get that work done, right? Kids are out of school, things are different usually in people's households. So it's a great plan if you're moving forward and going to write through the summer. If you write through the summer and get work with somebody on your editing by spring, you could be published. So that's kind of, just get that in your head thinking, okay, if in April I get my foundation done, I can be published in the new year. So that's how they can connect with me. Of course, I always will answer questions. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to hello@clararose.com. Super easy to connect with me. Happy to answer any questions. Most of the time, I do Brainstorming Blueprint one-on-one with people when they contract with me for ghostwriting or a developmental edit co-writing program, which, you know, if you want to start today, don't want to wait until the retreat, I'm completely open to chatting about that as well. But I'm really excited to do a retreat, because the synergy that happens when people come together is unique, right? An opportunity to connect with other people on the same journey that you're on is really powerful. So I'm super excited. BrainstormingBlueprintRetreat.com. Get on the list.
Yeah, that is exciting. And I just want to say also, when you were talking about, you know, just the different books that people can do, and you mentioned about the children's book you did for my mom. So there's another example, not even just your own manuscript or somebody's biography, but also here was a book that just, interestingly enough, my mother had written as on paper for one of my nieces, the first niece that was born in our family, and her first grandchild. And we just decided to, my siblings and I, you know, sought Clara out and asked, hey, could you make this into an actual, like real book? And so it is, and it's on Amazon now. My son actually redid, cause she had hand drawn the illustrations, and so he did them digitally and all of that. And so there's so many aspects, there's so many different directions to go with that. Yeah, I'm going to post a copy of that because so they can see that.
Turned out so cute. So
it turned out amazing. But just there's so many different options, and there's so many different important ways to get your words on paper. And so I'm excited to have Clara help you do that. So thank you so much, Clara. It's always fun. We normally talk way before any recording happens, solving all the world's problems, sharing everything.
That's right.
We can. Yes. So it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, my friend.
Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.